Governor Scott Walker will undoubtedly give his assessment of Wisconsin's economy this Wednesday in his second State of the State address. Expect the governor to focus on the positive, the fact that the state added around 13,000 private sector jobs overall in 2011, thanks to 6 months of growth to start the year. Don't expect Walker to spend too much time discussing the last 6 months, when Wisconsin lost jobs even as the national workforce was growing. In recent weeks, Walker has discussed improving the workforce through Wisconsin's higher education system by creating a college and workforce readiness council. Democrats say it's hypocritical. Wausau Senate Democrat Julie Lassa noted it comes less than a year after Walker's budget cut technical schools and higher ed dramatically.
You know, the governor has talked about setting up this council. Well, I don't know what the council is going to recommend except saying we need more resources to be able to go to the technical colleges to make sure that workers are being trained.
Beyond the show of the State of the State, an assembly committee will meet to debate the substance of a major rewrite to Wisconsin's mining laws. The committee will likely pass it tomorrow, and the full assembly could pass it this week. Republican lawmakers have said this will be their major jobs initiative this year that could produce jobs for generations. Democrats call it a major giveaway to a single mining company that will scar the North Woods in the process. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.